I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Drought and famine in East Africa threaten millions with starvation. Dry conditions here are common, but over the last few years, things have gotten worse. Every Child Ministries works in the Karamoja region of Uganda. Mark Lucky says,
probably 500,000 people right now are in some kind of starvation, food insecurity, and so on. That's about 40% of the population in Karamoja. They have suffered from an African army worm infestation that has affected a lot of the crops.
Conflict between farmers and nomadic groups in the region has also made food production more difficult. ECM helps farmers take advantage of the rainfall that does come. They want to see kids in the region thrive, so they work with local churches, communities, and schools. Please pray this work will display the love of Jesus. At least 27 million people worldwide have been forced to flee their homeland and find shelter in another country. Some, like the Iranian Kurdish refugees in this story, find Christ along the way. More from MNN's Katie Harth.
A refugee family recently spent 37 nights walking through the mountains of Greece to find safety. Exhausted, the couple and their two sons showed up at a ministry center supported by Christian Aid Mission. Believers gave the refugees food, clean clothes, and medical care, but the family couldn't get into a refugee camp because they didn't have any legal documents. The ministry leader asked if he could pray with them, and the woman eagerly agreed. Miraculously, the family got into a refugee camp the next week. Praise God for answered prayers, and pray this family will turn to Christ for salvation. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free prayer guide. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.